So let's just stay with where we're at right now on the show.
All right.
I do want to, is there somebody listening? Maybe there's nobody. That's fine. It'd be great if there was. Maybe there's somebody listening that would like
of the thousand
that would like a ton of people to pray for them right now this Easter weekend. The phone number for you to call in. You can be anonymous. I don't care. You can be. I want you to pray for this friend of mine. Whatever it is. There's just something about the humility it takes to, I don't know, open up and say, okay, God, I need you. And then to sort of throw it out there and say, could I have a bunch of people praying for me with this thing? I don't know. It's kind of a cool deal. And why not do it on an Easter weekend? I am not a spiritual guru by any stretch of the imagination.
But see, that's what makes it authentic.
877-569-1250. 877-569-1250. The phone lines are open for you right now. How can we pray for you? Just a little segment we're going to do on the Drew Marshall Show. 877-569-1250. Rachel's going to answer the phones and put you on hold. Yeah, but you can answer the other line. Yeah, on the left side. There we go. All right. So that's the phone number, 877-569-1250. And we have some people calling in. It sounds like a telethon. We have people calling in. So, Rachel, just put them on hold on the left side, yeah, and then just go one at a time, yeah, on the right. Yeah. Okay? That'll put them to air. Okay, let's go to the first caller. I'm going to say, hi, who's this? You can give us a fake name or just, you know, whatever you want to do. Hi, what's going on?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Denise, how can we pray for you?
Yes, I would like Matthew to pray for my grandson. You know, he was doing something naughty the other day, and I said to him, Jesus isn't like that. He said, oh, Granny, Jesus is not real. And I was kind of stunned. I said, because I don't see him. He's like Santa Claus. He's not real, too. So I want Matthew to pray for him that Jesus will speak to him and he will come to the understanding that Jesus is real, and to have a more spiritual growth.
How old is your grandson, Denise? How old is your grandson?
He's just five.
He's five. Okay. All right. He's five and he's saying that he doesn't think this is real?
Saying he said that he don't think Jesus is real because he can't see him.
Oh, right. Right. You know what? My brain went right to, well, like, what does he think about Santa Claus?
Yeah.
All right.
And he did mention Santa Claus, too.
Oh, he did. Does he believe in Santa Claus?
No, he said, just like Santa Claus is not real because I can't see him and I can't see Jesus.
Wow. Well, your five-year-old grandson is actually wrestling with the legitimate definition of what faith is. So that's pretty cool. You know what? If a five-year-old is saying that kind of stuff, I actually go the other way, Denise. I think you got no worries with this kid at all. I think he's going the right direction in terms of discovering what faith really is. So everyone listening right now, Denise has got a grandson who's struggling with if Jesus is real or not. Kind of a real innocent, an interesting dynamic. So, Denise, thank you for that call, and happy Easter to you.
And many happy returns to you and to Matthew and all the listening people. Happy Easter. Thank you.
Happy Easter, Denise. Oh, nice. Oh, that's good. I like that. See, when you get a grandmother that calls, I listen to people with the name Grand in them a lot better, like Grand Poobah.
Grand Moff Tarkin, who destroyed Alderaan.
Wow. You went there.
Yeah. Love that show.
All right, next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How can we pray for you?
Well, it's actually for a community of people in Toronto. My young daughter, 16, and a very close friend of hers died by suicide on Thursday. So the whole family and community, friends and school are suffering a lot.
I guess so. Man. Carla, how's your daughter?
She's very upset. another close friend came over, and her mom yesterday, and actually right now they're visiting the family of the girl who died. So they all need to be lifted up in prayer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you said community of people. That's exactly what happens. The ripple effect of a suicide affects so many. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate thing is the person who has taken their life, you know, I used to say it's one of the most selfish things in the world to do, but what it comes down to is they can't see past the trees. They can't see past what their problems are right now, what their issues are. And there's obviously, I think there's any kind of mental health issues going on there, whether it be depression or something heavier or whatever. Tim, I know you struggle with depression, but the ripple effect is massive. Carla, our listeners are going to pray for the community of people that are involved with your daughter and this friend and the heaviness that's there. Yeah, thanks, Carla. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye. It sounds weird saying happy Easter after you just talk about someone killing themselves. Happy Easter.
But if there is a time where you can go from darkness to light, I guess this is the weekend to do it.
Ooh, that was pretty good. That might be the best thing you've said ever, Tim.
Yeah, how many years have I been involved with you?
That was good. Take another caller. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Should I say my name?
Sure, your name's Susan. How's that?
Yeah, because I don't want to say my name.
No, that's fine. Yeah, well, how can our listeners pray for you?
Yeah, I just want you all to pray for me and everybody else that is sick.
With the flu that's going around right now?
No.
With what?
No, not flu.
With what?
With headaches and pain and everything.
Right, right. It does seem, maybe it's just the age I'm at, but it does seem like there are a lot of people who are really struggling right now with that kind of stuff.
Like chronic.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're one of them.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll leave your name out of it. If there is a God, this God knows.
Yes, he does. He knows who I am.
Okay, exactly. Our listeners are praying for you right now, I would hope. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I just want to pause for a second because it's starting to feel sort of assembly line-ish. You know, it's like, hey, yeah, we'll pray for you. And then do we? Yeah, we say that. Hey, yeah, we'll pray for you. And then do we? So whoever's listening to this, this isn't just about getting the information and hearing stories. Yeah, just let that simmer a little bit in all of us.
And it doesn't have to be a super long prayer. It can just be, hey, I want to lift up so-and-so and this problem, and nice and simple.
Yeah, we'll take another caller. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're just about out of time in that segment. Boy, you know, do you remember last year when we did this and there was nothing? It's so weird.
Well, it's your last time, so I guess they're trying to get the prayers in before you go off air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was good. Thank you. All right, one more caller? Yeah, okay. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, my name is Dora.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How can our listeners pray for you?
I just want to ask a prayer for a friend of mine. She's really sick, and she has to go back home. So please, I'm asking prayers for her, for God to heal her.
All right, so when you say back home, where is that?
In Africa.
Okay, so she's really sick, she's here, and she has to go back home.
Yeah.
And that's going to be scary for her and for you because you actually like her.
I do, and I don't hear from her, so it's boring.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Do you want to say her first name? What is her first name?
Her first name is Aslin.
Aslin?
Yeah.
As in C.S. Lewis?
Yes.
Wow, great name. Okay. I'm going to ask our listeners to pray for her. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and asking for that prayer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. The whole prayer thing still complicates me. Complicates me? Did I say that right?
Confuses,
challenges. Baffles me. I'm going to go with complicates me.
I like that.
Because it's like, okay, you hear someone, they have the tough story, they're sick, they bad stuff's happened to them, whatever. Well, what are you... Okay, let me just push back on this. What do you expect God to do?
Don't know.
Heal, fix... Okay, fix your... Why? Just because we said, dear God, please heal Susan?
Mm-hmm.
So God should do that? Is he under our control?
You're
have we created
him?
God in our own image?
Well,
and then if he heals her, why didn't he heal him?
Don't know. But if God is God, then God is God, and God can be God.
Okay, remember what you said earlier that was really profound?
I just canceled it.
You missed that one there.
Just messed up. Well, you know, if you believe scripture or not, apparently we can change God's mind. But at the same time, if you believe he's who he is, and he's sovereign, and he can do what he wants and feels what's best. I mean, that's the frustrating thing. You know, if he is real and he is part of our lives, then, you know, we complain when he doesn't make things nice and happy and joy. But then, of course, we don't say anything to him when everything is going nice, which has been interesting as well, that no one's called in to say, like, you know, hey, thanks, man.
Thanks, man?
Yeah. Just thanks.
Thanks, homie?
Yeah. Yo. OG in the sky.
OG.
Thanks, yo.
With diamonds?
Oh. And I think that's part of the challenge, too.
The other thing is, you know, in North America, war sucks.
Big time.
So bad stuff happens, and then all of a sudden we cry out to God. And when we compare our bad stuff, I'm not saying it's everybody's story, but really, for the most part.
First world problems, absolutely.
And I've said this many times, the C.S. Lewis quote, speaking of Aslan, pain is God's megaphone to a deaf world, and the deafest part of humanity today is the West, because we have so much. And what we have is plugging our ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ears to our soul.
Oh, I'm going to write that down.
And I think, now, having said that, if it was my grandchild that was deathly sick or something, you know, so heck yeah, I'd be asking for prayers. You just can't help. You know, you get into a desperate state. But the other day, I was doing the porcelain polka like something fierce, man. And when I'm spewing into the bowl, it sounds like Beelzebub is crawling out of my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I smacked my head off the toilet. Is this too much information?
No, not enough.
And I'm just dying. Can I just say both ends as well? And so I'm having a really hellish time, and I'm kind of doing that deal again. God, if you just take this away from me, please, right, right. But then, and I'm thinking about it and going, man, in my weakness is when I start to lean into the possibility of a good creator. It's just what you said. In my great times, I very rarely lean into the possibility of a great creator.
I don't need you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
There's no atheists in foxholes, like the old expression goes, right?
I'm tired of that saying.
No, but I think even though it's overdone and overused, it gets to the point very quickly. When things aren't going well, maybe there is a God.
Okay, well, speaking of God, my wife will be here soon.
It's Goddess.
Goddess. Wrong show. We're not on the Oprah Network here. Brian McLaren is up next on our show.